This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. 22 European Union diplomats arrive in Nepal for talks on trade, climate and cooperation. Minister for Energy Biraj Bhaktasrestha says reservoir-based hydropower projects will be prioritized as a key strategy for Nepal's long-term energy security. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says a deal to end the war with Iran may be reached today. Now the news in detail. A high-level European Union mission comprising ambassadors and deputy heads of mission from 22 European Union member states arrived in Nepal yesterday for a two-day visit aimed at strengthening ties with the country's new government and expanding cooperation in trade, investment, climate action and development. Hosted by the delegation of the European Union to Nepal, the mission is led by European Union Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, and brings together senior diplomats from across Europe in one of the bloc's largest collective diplomatic engagements in Nepal in recent years. The visiting team includes ambassadors and deputy ambassadors from Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Italy, Lithuania, Luxembourg and the Netherlands, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain and Sweden. According to a press release, the diplomats are scheduled to hold high-level meetings with Prime Minister Balendra Shah on Tuesday, that is tomorrow, and other senior government officials to discuss Nepal-European Union relations, economic cooperation, sustainable development, and regional and global issues on shared interest. Today, the delegation is scheduled to meet Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadak Raj Paudel, and Minister for Education Susmit Pokhrel. Separate interactions are also planned with business leaders, civil society representatives and youth representatives. Ambassador Lorenzo said the mission reflects the European Union's continued commitment to Nepal and its readiness to work closely with the new government on shared priorities. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has stressed the need to transform traditional diplomacy into economic diplomacy for Nepal's prosperity. Addressing a function organized on the occasion of Nepal Foreign Service Day in Kathmandu yesterday, he pointed out the need for strong diplomatic efforts to enhance the dignity and image of the country at the international level. Minister Khanal said the international partnerships should be utilized for foreign investment, tourism development, technology transfer and market access for Nepali products. Speaking at the event, Secretary at the Ministry for Foreign Affairs, Amrit Bahadur Rai, extended respect to the seniors who have made special contributions to Nepal's foreign service and requested the members of foreign service to present themselves professionally. On the occasion, newly appointed foreign service officers were welcomed and retired officers and employees were honored. The ceremony was attended by high-ranking officials of the ministry, former chief secretaries, former foreign secretaries, former ambassadors, among others. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Biraj Bhaktasrestha, has said reservoir-based hydropower projects will be prioritized as a key strategy for Nepal's long-term energy security. After inspecting the Kulekhani hydropower project, Minister Srestha said such projects are important not only for electricity generation but also for water management, irrigation expansion, flood control and tourism promotion. He said the government will focus on promoting reservoir-based projects in the coming days as a part of a broader economic transformation, stating that the climate change has increased risks such as irregular rainfall and glacial melt. The energy minister said reservoir projects are necessary to ensure reliable energy supply. He stressed the need to expand electricity production during peak hours to support industrial growth, particularly in sectors such as data centers and information technology. Minister Shrestha also directed the Nepal Electricity Authority to develop an integrated approach for reservoir projects and to attract both domestic and foreign investment. He noted that a 50-year licensing policy has been introduced to encourage private sector participation. Calling the Kulehani project a model, he instructed concerned authorities to address local issues, improve water management in the Indra Sarovar area, and carry out maintenance of aging equipment. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has said U.S. and Iranian negotiators have a pretty solid thing on the table and that a deal to end the war between the two countries may be reached Monday, that is today. He said this during a visit to India. He was speaking after U.S. President Donald Trump said he had instructed negotiators not to rush into a deal after earlier suggesting one was close. It reportedly involves a 60-day ceasefire extension, reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and a plan for further negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. Oil prices fell sharply and Asian stock markets rose on Monday on hopes of an agreement. He said during remarks in the Indian capital, Delhi, that the situation remained a work in progress, adding that there had been expectations of news the previous night and possibly on Monday. That is today. He said there was a pretty solid arrangement on the table in terms of enabling the opening of the strait, referring to the Strait of Hormuz, the crucial waterway through which about 20% of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas passes and which Iran has been blocking. Cautioning against overinterpretation, he added that it should not be read too much into, and it takes time. Some time to hear back from Iran. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy over Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including the remaining Himalayan region. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly regions of the remaining provinces, while the remaining Tarai region will remain mainly fair. There is also possibility of moderate rainfall, snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Hot conditions are likely in the hilly regions and heat wave conditions are likely in the Tarai region of Sudarpashchim and Lumbini provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. European Union diplomats arrive in Nepal for talks on trade, climate and cooperation. Minister for Energy Biraj Bhaktasrestha says reservoir-based hydropower projects will be prioritized as a key strategy for Nepal's long-term energy security. And U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says a deal to end the war with Iran may be reached on Monday, that is today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.